A powerful storm with rain and high winds swept across the Northeast last night. Winds reached 80 miles per hour in parts of Vermont, downing trees and cutting off power for thousands of homes and businesses. For more on the impact of the storm so far, I'm joined by Erica Borneman, Vermont's Director of Emergency Management. Erica, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So give us the lay of the land at this point. What is the extent of the damage from this storm?
We saw this storm ramp up in the overnight hours last night and quickly caused a severe amount of damage to pretty much everywhere in the state of Vermont except for in Grand Isle County. And that is one of the unique things about this storm is that, you know, typically in Vermont, we see storms that have localized impacts with especially for wind. And given the topography of our state, this storm knocked out power statewide, and it is not done yet. We are continuing to see outages pop up all over the state, and the winds will pick up again this afternoon, not as severe as last night, but still will cause some additional issues. So even those people that may have power right now may not have power over the long term. Utilities are warning people that this, they anticipate this to be a multi-day event. And so we want to echo that message that folks that have, that don't have power now, many of the utilities and power companies are out in force and working on the ground to assess the damage, make repairs as best they can. But I got to emphasize how widespread this storm was, and that will impact restoration timelines.
Yeah. Well, from what you're hearing from utilities and other crews on the ground, what are the main challenges right now to restoring power to communities?
The biggest challenges that they have talked about is just the depth and breadth of the impact of this storm. We do have a number of things working in our favor, given that we're not expecting below zero weather on the back end of this storm. We're not, crews aren't having to trudge through a foot of snow in the winter time to make these repairs. So those things are advantages, but we are really looking at a, like I said, a multi-day event here due to the extent of the damage.
Well, for those residents that could be facing several days without power, are there state resources or other resources that they can turn to in the coming days to help them out during this time?
Certainly. We're working with the American Red Cross to open shelters should they be needed. And we have not received any shelter requests as of yet. And I really encourage folks that if you are, if you're at home, you don't have power, and you, especially if you have special needs or functional needs or are elderly, make sure to call 211 to let them know that you may have a sheltering need, or also make sure that your town knows that you're there if you're not seeking shelter, but you just want to check in with your town to make sure that they know you're there and that you don't have power and you may have some needs that could arise.
Well, this is, of course, not the first time that Vermont has seen widespread power outages after large storms. But how does this compare to other major outages that we've seen in the last few years?
One of the major comparisons that has been made is to the December 2012 windstorm, which had similar amount of outages, maybe a little bit less, and had different characteristics. But we have seen windstorms like this. One of the big advantages here is that we're not faced with an inch of ice on the trees. We're not faced with heavy wet snow in our way. Crews out there that are maybe listening to this say it's not so simple, but it is. They're doing the hard work, trudging forward and doing the cleanup.
Well, finally, obviously, in large disasters, federal funds can be available. That's something that Vermont has pursued even just earlier this year. Is that something that you think your department will be looking at as the cleanup continues?
Yep, there. We will certainly be assessing that as we move forward and as disaster or damage estimates are compiled. For cooperative members and for municipalities, that public infrastructure damage is eligible under the disaster, the Stafford Act. So we'll be working with those utilities as they compile their damage estimates and as well as FEMA to request assistance as necessary and as appropriate.
Erica Borneman is the Director of Vermont Emergency Management. Erica, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you, and stay safe.